No, you said that if you think with a clear head amidst problems, but sometimes when we are having problems, there is so much distress that we can't think with a clear head. So what should we do at that time? Yes. And our connection to Krishna is at both an intellectual and emotional level. Krishna many times says, "Mai arpita mano buddhir vaami vishya samshaya." So there are times when, as in the case of great distress, the intelligence may not work in that way. So at that time we need to find out some way in which we can emotionally connect with Krishna. So it will be kirtan, it will be prayer, by which we can emotionally, all of us need to find out some stimuli which evokes spiritual emotion within us. And we need to keep the stimuli readily accessible for us. Some bhajan, some kirtan, some darshan, whatever. And at that time, by exposing ourselves to that stimuli, we trigger spiritual emotions. And by the spiritual emotions, we get relief. And when we get relief by the spiritual emotions, then gradually our head becomes clearer, we calm up, and then we can think and we can deal with the situations. So, yes, we should. So when you say that we are having problems, when we are disturbing, think clearly, that means that we should do what it takes to calm ourselves down. Then when we think clearly, then we can deal with the solutions practically after that. We should not take knee-jerk reaction, knee-jerk actions. Because knee-jerk actions can be very, very, they can aggravate the problem further. So if we are in distress, better to stimulate spiritual emotions, get some relief, then calm the mind and then deal with the situation.